In Washington, D.C., this past week, American Indians took a first step toward creating an embassy of tribal nations. The National Congress of American Indians is looking to buy a permanent building in the nation's capital. At its winter meeting, the group started raising money for a down payment. Joining me now is the group's executive director, Jacqueline Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you.
So my first question is, why an embassy?
We want to be like the other governments that are represented in Washington, D.C. And it's just a good thing for our membership, but it just sets the right image. The organization started in 1944 and clearly was a very grassroots effort to try to bring a collective voice from all the tribes in the country together. And it's had all its struggles, but clearly the commitment and the need for such an organization has only continued to grow.
If you say you have an embassy, you're sort of saying you're not American citizens, no? I mean, embassies here, we think foreign country.
Well, we are American citizens. We're unique and we get to be citizens of not only the United States, we're citizens of the state we're in, and we're also citizens of the tribes where we reside. So we have three citizenships.
So you don't worry about alienating the very people that you're lobbying and hoping to get
We're
the
just
attention
hoping
of.
to, we just want to be closer with them. But I think it's really important for our policies because until this country recognizes that tribes are truly governments, as states are truly governments, we still continue to have a lot of challenges with program implementation. Homeland Security happens, and states get direct funding, and the tribes don't get direct funding, and yet we have huge borders that we are controlling, and major dams and hydropower and nuclear plants that are within our boundaries and our jurisdiction. And it's a real challenge to us. And so the message we're trying to say is we're governments, we need to be being governments, acting as governments, and being representative as governments.
I've seen you quoted saying that your group's concern today is basically the same as it was 60 years ago when you were created, protecting sovereignty. What do you mean by that?
You're right. I went back and when we were looking at our 60th anniversary and we all kind of went back to the history and read the book that's out there that's actually about, the history of NCAI. It clearly said the number one thing that NCAI has created was to protect the sovereignty of tribes. And at that time, there was a big mass movement for termination of tribes
In the 40s.
in the 40s. And we still have acts of termination today.
What acts of termination today?
Challenges of jurisdiction. For example, challenges of, states wanting to have jurisdiction and oversight over tribes when the federal government truly is our representative in those ways. One of the horrible things that we're trying to address this year is the Violence Against Women Act. And we have the highest acts of violence against women and children in our communities. And yet, 7 out of 9 perpetrators in our communities are non-natives, and we can't do anything. We can't arrest and detain. We can't address that significant issue that challenges the sacredness of our women in our communities. So it's a very, very difficult thing for us.
Because tribes can only govern the lives of their members, they cannot.
Exactly.
Jacqueline Johnson is Executive Director of the National Congress of American Indians. Thank you.
Thank you.